And the last time we had something like this, there was no career progression or anything for quite a number of years, maybe 8 to 10 years, before any clerical admin staff could have any career progression. And now the freeze is on again, not through our fault. Our cohort staff is stretched as it is, and with retirements and long-term sick leave or anything else, they're not filling positions. So that puts extra pressure on the services for the patients and for the staff that's expected to carry on and do the work.
And do you think government understand exactly what goes into the clerical roles and the role that they play within health services?
I don't think they do. I don't honestly think they do. Apart, I know from working previously as a ward clerk on the wards, you're a vital part of that team, multidisciplinary team, and you're there. You're the first point of contact for all patients, for their families, and for all staff coming to the wards. And you have so much paperwork to do, making sure appointments get out. If we can't get appointments, we're making sure we're sending on to our colleagues down in outpatients for overbookings and things, and they're short-staffed in that department that's down Scally Place. Just everybody is so stressed.